The 100 Years' War, the De Guesclin period, the arrival of artillery at Saint-Sever. Now, this is going to be a short one because it's just kind of a mention of what artillery was like at this particular time. Because one of the things that is going to happen is as the siege continues, that meeting for a peace treaty at Bruges is finally going to take place. So there will be instances where we'll be looking at the peace talks, and then we have to go back and do fighting because that's going to happen at the same time. Now, at any rate, when we left off, of course, the French were still moving on Saint-Sever and finally getting things in action, much larger numbers of troops. Outside Saint-Sever, the measures taken by the French Royal Council in January of 1375 began to bite. By the end of February, the besieging army had reached its full strength and had moved into positions close to the walls of the fortress, among the ruins of the town. A mass of workmen recruited in the towns of Normandy were digging trenches and building shelters. A new bastide was built in the ruins of the abbey, some 500 yards from the walls on the south side. Several of the great cannons brought from Paris were in place. They shortly began to do serious damage to the roofs of the fortress and the topworks of the walls. The main keep had to be abandoned owing to its vulnerability to artillery fire. Most of the garrison was sheltering in the wall turrets, which were thought to be stronger. We don't know whether the men who witnessed these engines in action understood the significance of what they were seeing. Ever since its first significant appearance in the European battlefield at Crecy in 1346, gunpowder artillery had been mainly used as infantry weapons against men rather than masonry. In sieges, they were weapons of defense used to fire iron quarrels from the walls into the ranks of the besieging army and slightly later round the cannonballs into its flimsy timber field works. The single artillery piece which the French deployed in front of the southern castle of Palgrien in 1338, a precocious case, and the two pieces used against Melun in 1359 were designed for firing metal shot at wooden doors and sortie parties, not for battering down stone walls. Gunpowder artillery had a dark reputation. An English writer of the time referred to it as that devilish instrument of war. Yet the recorded instances of its use are more interesting for the later developments that they foreshadowed than any effect that they had at the time. The use of the cannon against masonry was a more recent and potentially more fertile development, requiring much larger and more powerful machines made of iron rather than brass. They called for foundry skills of high order as well as prodigious expenditures on saltpeter, a rare and costly commodity. Their development presented many difficulties. Siege cannon were heavy machines, difficult to transport, relatively inaccurate, with a slow rate of fire and a horizontal trajectory which tended to reduce the range. Their barrels were rarely completely regular, and the projectiles, generally cut from stone balls, made a poor fit. Powder and ball had to be muzzle-loaded with gas-tight tampons of earth rammed into the place between them. But it was at Saint-Sever that the new weapon first played a decisive role in siege operations. The transformation of siege tactics and fortress design, which was to be the main contribution in the next century to the technology of warfare, had begun. And of course, where the real experts are is the Hungarians, because the Orban, the first one to convince the Sultan, that Mehmet, to use cannons against Constantinople. And so the Turks are very, very good at using artillery. But they're long tubes, and they have to be elevated on ramparts of dirt so that they could be up lowered. And so at any rate, that's what's going on at Saint-Sever while everybody is starting to show up at Bruges. Now, the sources for this, The 100 Years' War, The Chronicles by Froissart, The 100 Years' War by Perrois, The 100 Years' War by Nylans, and The 100 Years' War, The House Divided, Volume 3 by Sumption. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.